Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? We sang. Pastor Matt just told the kids about what it's like when the call is upon us to share the love of Jesus, that it's better if we do it in pairs, and if we have patience, and if we know the story of Jesus. Yes, all across the church today, pastors are talking to their congregations about the call of Simon and Andrew, James and John, and they want you to know that Jesus is calling to you. Jesus is calling to you. Come, follow. And some will talk about, look at the way Simon and Andrew, James and John left, you know, their boat and their nets and their family. Could you do that? Or what does it mean to follow Jesus if we can't leave our boat and our nets and our family? But what they want you to know today is that you have been created in God's image, redeemed for Christ's sake, gifted by the Holy Spirit, claimed as an heir of God's promise, and now here it comes. And you are called to join Christ in being servants of all for the sake of the world. Jesus is calling to you. And then usually in many congregations, the pastor says, Jesus is calling to you. We need a third grade Sunday school teacher, people on the evangelism and stewardship committee. Oh, and are we having the annual meeting today? There are still a few slots open on council. Have you heard that sermon? I preached it. And I am so glad that I don't have to preach it today. Because yes, Jesus is calling to you. But at this time in the life of St. Paul, Jesus is calling through you. Jesus is calling through you. So in the story, you are not Simon or Andrew or James or John. In someone's life, in a pastor's life, you will be the voice of Jesus. Jesus will speak through you to say, come and follow me. Jesus is calling through you. Has that occurred to you? So the question, I guess, to ask as Jesus begins to call to a pastor through you is, what are you going to say? What are you going to call this pastor to? Because what you're going to ask this pastor to do is to abandon their nets and their boat and maybe even their extended family and to follow you to St. Paul, to follow you to Reed City. So what are you going to call them to come to? Most congregations answer, well, Bishop, you need to understand that we are a wonderful church family and we really love each other. And that's good, except the pastors, guess what they're part of? Wonderful church families that really love each other. And the place where they are, that's their wonderful church family that really loves each other. Got to be something more. What are you going to call them to? And the answer is Jesus. Because what pastors tell me they're listening for from congregations is the voice of Jesus. that what pastors tell me they want to hear is that this congregation is inviting us to follow, is inviting me to follow Jesus together. Which means it's about bearing witness to the fact that the people who live in darkness have seen a great light. Or, to quote Paul, to follow the way of the cross, which is foolishness to those who are perishing. And boy, when we get perishing, we want to do stuff other than proclaim the cross. Let's pray, proclaim success and growth. Nope, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are saved, it is the power of God. Pastors want to hear congregations call them to join the congregation in following Jesus. So what does it mean for St. Paul to call someone to follow Jesus here? I think it means the word and the sacraments and discipleship, and I also think it means daring to change if Jesus is calling us to be something new. So what are you calling Jesus, what are you calling someone to? And then there's the question of who are you going to call? Who are you going to call? I'm trying to figure out how Jesus decided to call Simon and Andrew, James and John. Do you think that he went, you know, he kind of knew them and went, these four are perfect? Do you think he did? It didn't work out that way, did he? Because Peter got the test right. Who do people say that I am? You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then when Jesus talked about what it means to be the Messiah, undergo great suffering and be killed and then third day rise, Peter what? Pulled Jesus aside and rebuke, and this will never happen to you. And then when it came time for Jesus to actually be the Messiah and to go to the cross, and they asked Peter, do you know him? What did Peter say? No. No. Peter got it wrong. James and John, the son of Zebedee, two of my favorite, in one of the Gospels, they send their mother to Jesus. Grant my boys to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory. They had in their head that Jesus was going to be king, and we could have like the Secretary of State and the Prime Minister. And Jesus answers like, you don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? And we think of Jesus in the garden, take this cup from me, but not my will, but thy will be done. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? Blood. Are you able? And what do the boys say? Oh yeah, we're able. Yeah, those two got it wrong too. And Andrew, do we ever hear of Andrew again? No, I don't think they were perfect. I don't think they were perfect. And why do you think they followed Jesus? What was it about that they left the nets and the boat and their families? What was it that Jesus had been saying before he called? The kingdom of God has come near. Near. What does it mean to not look for someone perfect, but for someone who will help you see the nearness of the reign of God? This is the one who will stand there and speak to you of Jesus' love. Who will stand there and say to your kids and grandkids, you are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is the one that will stand there and say, the body of Christ given for you and the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the one that will come to the hospital when you're sick, and to the funeral home when your parents die, and to the police station when your kids are in trouble. This is the one that will open the Word with you and help you to hear it, to see it, to understand it, to embrace it in new ways. And this is the one that will cajole, push, and move you out of the building to share God's love with Reed City and the world. I find it really interesting that when I talk to congregations about a pastor, no one says to me, can the pastor preach? Can the pastor teach? Will the pastor visit? Will the pastor be involved in our community? Is it a boy or a girl? How old? Children? Blue eyes or green? Do you think Jesus asked those questions of the disciples? The good news, my friends, is that Jesus is calling someone through you. You will change someone's life by your call as surely as the lives of Simon and Andrew, James and John were changed by Jesus' call. Jesus is calling through you. So take a deep breath. Decide what you're going to say so that when you speak, we hear the voice of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.